Okay, welcome to the Friday edition of the Investigative Journal. I'm your host, Greg Szymanski. I'll be here for the next two hours with an interview that you're going to really love in the first hour. It's regarding secret coded numbers that have been placed on 26 million veterans. Unbelievable. And this has been brought up by Edwin Crosby, who's filed a Supreme Court case, and we're going to get into this because it shows you how they've been coding people for years, and the civilians are next on the list. And these codes blacklist veterans from jobs, bank loans, life insurance. State and federal government agencies also have them as well. A definite violation of your constitutional rights, but what do they care? So we'll get with Edwin Crosby, who's filed this Supreme Court case after this short segment. In the second hour, I'm going to take phone calls from anyone who wants to call. And I know there's a bunch of people out there that want to call in. Walt Williams called yesterday. So, Walt, you call today in that second hour, and we'll talk. And I know his number. So, anyway, we'll get him on the line because he wanted to talk yesterday, and I ran out of time. 800-313-9443, and that's for the second hour, an open line. Want to discuss many, many things in that second hour. One, the Tour of Hope that we're doing, also the Citizen Candidate Party, and I'll update you on how that is going. As far as RBN and the archives, they're going to be up shortly, and that is the updated archives that have been going on for the last month, where all your broadcasters that you listen to on RBN, you've not been able to access many of their archives because of there was a computer problem. So now I've been told they'll be up shortly, the new ones, and all these shows are being taped. They won't be lost. So all your broadcasters, including this show on the Investigative Journal, will be back up so you can listen. And last week, what a week, this week, by the way, let me just recap. On Monday, we had Nuri Rivera, the wife of Father Alberto Rivera, who talked about his assassination by the Vatican and Jesuit order. We had John Levy, who talked about their federal lawsuit the lawsuit he has filed against them, and that's against the Vatican Bank, trying to get reparations for the genocide in Croatia. They admitted the involvement in that, admitted killing people, but said it was justified by international law. So you know what they have planned. Tuesday, we had Franco Collins, the Almanac of Evil. We're going to have him back again in about a week. And then Wednesday, Tony Alamo, the pastor. I mean, Pastor Tony Alamo put it right on the line. And I got an email saying from from Tom Richards from the East Coast, said that's the best interview he's ever heard on radio. And the reason it is good is because it's things you never hear anymore. I mean, they've got this thing down locked so tight that without shows like this, we are in a propagandist situation regarding the media. It's a joke. I'd like to get rid of all of them and start over again because, you know, they are just criminals. I mean, to ignore this kind of information. Then we got Blabbermouth, like Limbaugh and the rest of them, just hoodwinking the American people. They need to be brought to justice, and someday they will, because God will take care of these people, because they are people of the world who will not talk about his word and the truth, and they will be punished for it. You bet. Maybe not from us, but definitely from the hand of God. We'll be back with Edwin Crosby right after this message on the Investigative Journal.
Many of us have unhealthy habits that we've accumulated over the years. Often our bodies are crying out for the nutritional building blocks we require to stay young and strong, but we simply ignore the signs. Inner Health Botanicals, home of Inner Food, the revolutionary energy drink, and Nutra Cafe, the healthier coffee, offers natural and organic whole food supplements that are keys to optimum health. Our Inner Food formula delivers increased energy, incredible nutrition, and consistent use will support your immune system, greatly benefiting your health. Inner Health uses as many organic, wildcrafted whole foods and herbs as possible. Wholesome nutrition and a healthy immune system make a huge difference in your lifestyle. Heal yourself through whole foods and herbal nutrition. Visit Inner Health at innerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R-food.com. Or call 866-762-9238. Inner Health is your one-stop source for energy, nutrition, and health. Look for daily specials.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Have you heard of the universal antidote for poisoning? If you were thinking activated charcoal, you're right. Emergency wards around the world use activated charcoal as the antidote of choice for hundreds of poisons and as a detox for drug overdose. Because activated charcoal is rated safe and effective by the FDA, you can give it to your family, your pets, or livestock with no worry of negative side effects. If you have acid reflux, an infected wound, a spider bite, want to lower cholesterol, or control bad odors, activated charcoal is a safe, natural remedy. To learn more, visit buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Buyactivatedcharcoal.com carries a wide range of activated charcoal products. Come visit us at www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. That's www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Or give us a call at 1-888-264-5568. Activated charcoal, a supernatural remedy for the 21st century.
Oh, walking towards Washington.
Walk, two pieces come.
When the carpenter lays down his hammer, the gangster lays down his gun.
And my guest, Edwin Crosby, and just... Are we turning the music down? All right, yes, we are back on the Investigative Journal. And my guest, Edwin Crosby, will be with us in just a second. And we're going to talk about a Supreme Court case that he's filed on behalf of 26 million veterans who have been secretly tagged by the government, blacklisted, secret coded numbers, something that's in store for all of us civilians. So it's been going on for years, and we're going to get to that story in just a second. But I just wanted to finish the update I was giving in the last break, before the last break. I mentioned just last week alone with the guests we had, Nuri Rivera, John Levy, Franco Collins, Pastor Tony Alamo, and then finally yesterday, General Parton, I think we've presented a pretty good case of Vatican involvement in our government, allegiance to Rome by the world leaders. And we went way back to the 80s and the 90s documenting it with these people. One, a researcher, Franco Collins, Nuri Rivera, an eyewitness to the assassination of her former Jesuit husband, Father Alberto Rivera, who revealed from his inside post in the Vatican how they take over governments, religions, how he infiltrated religions and governments. And then we had Tony Alamo on, who's been persecuted, sent to jail for 4 years, Pastor Tony Alamo, who's been trying to speak the truth about this subject for years, and he does. Great interviews. And then yesterday we hit on General Parton, General Ben Parton, and what he did is laid a groundwork of how they do this militarily, how they operate, how they put countries in categories, and how they have plans for certain countries. And they've done this with countries overseas. They put them in categories of colonial countries or countries of medium development, and then have a systematic plan. Or what they do with countries like that, they use wars of national liberation to take them over. Our country now is in their sights, and they've been doing a twofold attack on capitalist countries. And when I say they, I mean the Vatican-led world order through the use of world leaders, through the use of fascist governments. Once they take over the government, once they do this, and once the government officials bow down and bow down to this new world order plan, then they have a military plan of how to do this. In our country, for example, with a capitalistic country, we're considered a capitalistic and yet a colonial country to these new world order leaders. And what I mean is they'll use a two-pronged approach. They'll use three-step approach to take us over by this method. One, a preparatory stage where they prepare us and take over all of our freedom of speech like they've done with the media. They take over our government officials, our judiciary. They begin that stage. So when they get to the second stage, and what the stage we're in now, and that's the period of escalated violence, that's the stage where they put people under fear like they've done since, think about it, Waco, Ruby Ridge, Oklahoma City, the first Trade Center bombing, now the World Trade Center bombing, constantly escalating the violence. So there is going to be something more, because I still believe they haven't gotten, everyone yet under their fear umbrella. And what that means is the next big attack is going to level martial law, and you're going to see a whole new country, because at that point they go into their period of control, dominance, and basically using this country to wipe off the map of any other countries who may want to buck their system. But in our country, they use wars of national liberation too. And what I mean by that is we have conflicts in our country between black and white, between Jewish and non-Jewish, and they want to do this. And so they create these internal wars, these internal conflicts to constantly rip down the American people. So what we do on this show is we show the period of escalated violence and what they do, not only with terrorism, but we've shown it in many different areas, how they're destroying the American family, how children are being taken, how the pedophile rings have just swamped this country with stealing of our children is one what I consider to be the biggest terrorist problem we have. And if you look at what's happened here, they've eroded our government, they've eroded our social structure, and they've eroded our Constitution. Folks, we have to nail these people, and I'll tell you what, there's a meeting coming up on March 13th, which will show you exactly what's happening here. Putin to meet with Pope, I call him the Grand Inquisitor, the Pope to give his evil blessings to another world leader on March 13th, giving Putin, as he has Bush, the foolish justification to participate in the upcoming Pope's crusade and genocide. The dirty hands of the Vatican continue to manipulate world politics as Pope Benedict XVI and President of the Russian Federation, Vladimir Putin, are planning to have a good old mafia sit-down March 13th in Rome. This is Putin's first visit with the Pope, and critics who really and truly know the Vatican's hidden New World Order agenda claim Putin is arriving in the City of the Seven Mountains to get his blessings, get his satanic blessings, and his marching orders from the evil empire. And it should be noted, Putin won't be the first or the last high-level New World Order leader to kiss the Inquisitor's ring of evil, as the list is longer than a giant's arm, including Daddy Bush, Baby Bush, Clinton, the rulers of the Middle East, the ruler of Israel, Blair, Chavez of Venezuela, that crook, and many, many more of the Pope's minions bringing destruction and war and genocide upon the earth. I've got pictures of many of these people kissing the Pope's ring. And, you've got to get your head together and understand how they operate before they take you over. My call to you is get rid of every Jesuit in this country, and that includes the lower-level ones who are too blinded, too brainwashed to even know what their hierarchy is doing. And I mean that. 28 universities, 54 different high schools, land that they never pay taxes on. They infiltrate governments, kill people, and we allow that. It is ridiculous. The word is starting to spread. Millions of people from all over the country, all over the world are starting to receive this message. And let me tell you why. Because you When a message is ripe for the truth, it can't be stopped. And it is ripe in this country right now. And it is only this group of strong Americans that are going to stop these world killers. And we can do it. Because you know what? I don't fear these people. I never have feared them. And I'll tell you why. Because, you know, Pastor Tony Alamo said it the other day. He fears the hand of God more than he does these people. Because if you don't do what God tells you, you will be destroyed with these people. And if you follow them, and all you minions and all you propagandists listening to me on this Friday, if you don't change, if you don't come and see, and even if you don't have the spiritual or the faith in your soul yet, just think about what you're doing to your fellow Americans and these children who are suffering. I don't know how you can look yourself in the mirror, any journalist who can't cover this story and can't at least bring it on the table. I really don't know how you can look yourself in the mirror and look at yourself in the mirror, because it's just a crime. Because the story I'm going to bring you right now, and this leads right into it, is just another sign of what they're doing. And although Edwin Crosby and myself are not going to discuss the real deep evils of the taking off every layer of the onion, we're going to show you the byproduct of what's been going on since the Vietnam War, what's been going on since World War II, World War I, let's bring that in too. It's a staged event. How many wars? We've never in this country, I think, lived without a war going on. And it's not going to get any better, because this Third World War is going to wipe out more people than you ever going to imagine. And you know what? Once you understand it in your heart, and you believe in God, there's no fear. Because you know something? I don't fear these people. I fear him more. Because you know what? I know when my days are numbered where I'm going to end up. And I can live peacefully and happily, even amongst this evil. And my goal is to transform as many people as I can to understand this, and to save as many people as I can, and to have other people save people by the message that is coming forth on this show. And we will not stop until we can get every last person to understand the evil that's ruling this country. And this story is one example of it. Edwin Crosby is a patriot. He's a man who's fought these people on a level that you need to. It's basically what happened in Nazi Germany. And I'm going to explain it simply, and Edwin's got a lot to tell in this show today. And it's called Secret Coded Numbers Placed on 26 Million Veterans Without Their Knowledge. Said coded numbers, character assassinates good family names, blacklists veterans from jobs, bank loans, life insurance, and state and federal government agencies have them as well. He's filed a federal lawsuit, and I want him to tell his story. Edwin, how are you today? Are you there? Edwin, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, Greg, I can. Fine.
Are you
how
there?
Are you?
Edwin?
Yes.
I think there's a problem where Edwin can't hear me.
I can hear you. Can you hear me? Greg? I can hear you. Hello.
Can you hear me, Edwin?
Hello. Yes, I can hear you. Hello.
Can't hear Edwin Crosby, and so we're going to figure this out.
Hello.
Yes, Edwin, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we had a problem there in the back room where they didn't have my volume up, so you couldn't hear me, but now we can. Did you hear my introduction?
Yes.
Okay, good. Well, let's get into your story since we got these technical problems taken care of. Go ahead. Tell us how this happened to you, what you found out.
Good day, everyone. I'm a nationally known Vietnam veteran. I discovered back in the 1970s about these secret coded numbers on the discharge papers of veterans, which the courts have referred to as a veteran's passport to civil life. Now, I'll give you a little history on these coded numbers, which should open your eyes and your ears, and you can get it. Beginning in 1956, the Department of Defense, which are civilians, ordered the military to begin placing these coded numbers on a veteran's discharge paper. And then in 1964, another Department of Defense directive, because here came computers, now had to put the computer language in, etc., and these coded numbers became known as a data element from a legal standpoint of view. And then came Watergate and the Watergate Committee, led by United States Senator Sam Ervin. And that's how we all found out, and when I say we all, I guess I only should refer to a handful of us, found out about these secret code numbers. And how they discovered these was they started to investigate where the committee to reelect the president, the Republican Party, was getting all these tens of millions of dollars in cash were flowing into that committee in Washington, D.C. And lo and behold, somebody discovers these code numbers. Well, if you'll look at congressional records from 73 and 4, the Congress of the United States is doing something. They're holding hearings, kind of. There's members of Congress and the Senate standing up on the floor talking about these secret coded numbers. And the Department of Defense in 1974 testified to Congress, we will stop the SPN system. And Congress goes, oh, okay, very good for you, thank you. And so they decided there would be no legislation needed. But as these DOD people were walking out the door, they were snickering because all they did was change the letters SPN to SPD, which stands for Separation Program Designator, and they were giggling as they walked down the street that they pulled a fast one on Congress. So now we have these coded numbers starting to explode, and nobody had done anything. Also, in 74, they testified to Congress, only a couple hundred thousand people have these, and it's those with dishonorable discharges. And in March 23rd, 74, I heard that broadcast on CBS Evening News with Walter Cronkite. And I said, well, I've got an honorable, so that's not me. And I didn't pay any attention, like probably right. Everybody else did. So, but then, because I was working as a civilian temporary employee at a military installation, I put in my name and was working there to get hired as a permanent employee, and my name was number one on the civil service list to be hired, and all of a sudden they hired number 9, number 11, number 14, three in a row, and the rules say you will pick from the top three. And I go, well, what's going on here? So an investigation, a complaint was filed, and I discovered on February 2nd, 1976, that I had one of these secret code numbers. And I was infuriated that my country would do this to me, but when I understood that it was done in secret, then I understood that the American people had no idea what was done in their name. And more we dug up in this, we discovered the one document that Greg has is dated October 79, and it clearly states that on page 2, that as of 1977, the number of such individuals approaches 20 million. Well, guess what? The American people have outdone Hitler's Nazis when it comes to branding human beings with a number to systematically eliminate them. And I believed, and where I was born and raised was about 30 miles south of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, that I can't believe that my fellow citizens, my neighbors, would stab me in the back and then stand around and do nothing, absolutely nothing.
And so, let me read something here, Edwin, that you sent to me so people understand this. Then we're going to differentiate what these coded numbers really mean. And you had one, and it cost you a job. Let me read this. You sent this to me. Branding human beings with a number sounds all too familiar. This is what happened in Hitler's Nazi Germany. In no certain terms would the American people want to brand their children with a secret coded number, liberty, the simple right to be heard. It is what all Americans believe in. That is liberty and justice for all. Some additional tidbits. The VA's mainframe financial computer system is located in Austin, Texas. All you Austin Texans, go down there and find out where it's at. The people who dreamed this system up and supplied, and you know, it's very, a lot of stuff goes on in Texas. You know, Bush is down there. I mean, oh my, my goodness gracious! Every time I turn, there's something wrong going on in Texas. The people who dreamed the system up and supplied the numbers were and are from Texas. In particular, one June Hughes, whom we put on the witness stand. Billions are being ripped off from the VA because of these coded numbers. Hope you will find this interesting. Yes, we're going to get to the story. Go ahead. So tell us what this, these coded numbers actually do, or what it gives them the power to do.
For instance, I'll give you an example to your listeners. Some of these coded numbers say bedwetter, homosexual, paranoid, schizoid, repeated VD, lewd act, sexual deviant, drug abuse, and on with these outrageous accusations. And once someone is given these numbers, it goes right next to your Social Security number, and it's going to follow you for the rest of your life. And regardless,
you found that some of these people who are branded bedwetters, lewd and lascivious people who form those acts, pedophiles, other things, are all lies in a sense.
Well, according to congressional records, and according to what I have personally seen over the years by interviewing veterans in many states and going to veterans organizations and stand downs and different things, 80% of the veterans don't even know about the code number on their main employment reference document, but there is nothing in their military records to indicate that they did what that number said. So you're talking 8 out of 10 people. It is, in fact, a lie.
So we have 26 million. Let's just use that as a number. There may be more. 26 million vets are branded with the secret coded number that goes next to their Social Security number, follows them for life. And you found out that 80% of the accusations, some of them including homosexual, bedwetter, child molester, other things, are false.
If you took the 26 million figure, I believe I sent you Plaintiff's Exhibit 1, which is the Privacy Protection Study Commission report. I went and gave them testimony in Washington, D.C., and there's one sentence on, I believe, the second page of that document sent to you that says that the so-called amnesty program does not extend to those with honorable discharges and possibly stigmatizing codes, spin codes. So out of 26 million people, we believe that perhaps 4 to 6 million of these veterans have honorable discharges, but they have a derogatory code number which character assassinated their good family name. And on that main employment reference document, the DD-214, up in the upper right-hand corner on a lot of them, a block says VA claim number, and it is a totally different number than your military number, your Social Security number, et cetera. And this VA claim number, that's how they steal the money. They give that VA claim number a phony name, and the real veteran will never get paid. They'll get told a claim denied, can't find the paperwork, and delay their claim decades. Like they did with this 400,000 claim backlog right now, and two lawyers arrested at the VA in Washington, D.C. for destroying medical evidence in more than 100,000 cases. Well, that's how this is being done, that they steal this money by using these coded numbers. So it didn't so much make any difference when somebody gave out the code number, and only a base commander or a post commander could do such a thing. So in some places it was safe, in some places and a lot of them it wasn't.
All right, listen, I want to get into your Supreme Court case, also how they make money off these code numbers, and of course how they've assassinated many people's good names. We'll be back right after this short message on the Investigative Journal.
You're You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Okay, we're back on the Investigative Journal, and my guest is Edwin Crosby, and he's filed a Supreme Court case regarding the secret coded numbers that have been given to more than 26 million vets going way back to the Vietnam War. Go ahead, Edwin. Tell us a little bit about this Supreme Court case and how it's going.
We originally filed this lawsuit in January of 1976. And then upon the discovery that I had one of these coded numbers in February, it was amended in March of 1976. Had I waited until June of 1976, the 5-year of statute of limitations would have expired for a veteran to try to do anything about this. So I was lucky and got this in and then proceeded to use the Freedom of Information and Privacy Act laws to obtain many of these documents. I went to Washington many times on a wing and a prayer and walked all over Washington, D.C. and obtained all these documents that I could prove beyond a reasonable doubt with clear and convincing evidence that these coded numbers exist, et cetera, et cetera. and I found the members of Congress had a lot of information on these, and it led me to additional matters such as staff studies. I believe I may have sent you one of those. They're right out of the Secretary of Defense's office and the big wheels of the government talking about these coded numbers, and they admitted that they have invaded the privacy of our veterans. But nothing has been done about it politically because if the money, $200 million a month or more, is being ripped out of the VA, then who's going to stop that?
So how do they manage to rip off that money with these numbers? What is? How do they do that? I don't quite understand that.
As I explained earlier, on the Veterans DD-214 is that VA claim number. And they take that VA claim number and give it a phony name. Now, the real veteran has a derogatory coded number, and the computer logic of the VA's computers wants to see that. I have had in for 6 months or more and repeated the request to United States Senator Schumer and Clinton from New York, and another one, to ask the VA a very simple question. In the data stolen out of the Veterans Administration was the infamous SPN, SDN, or SPD coded number included as part of that data, and I'm having a terrible time trying to get them to provide an answer because they want to keep covering it up.
The $200 million monthly that's being ripped off because of this computer number system they've created, where's it going? Have you traced any of this money?
No, we believe it's still following the same sources, and that would be, well, the first thing is how do they get the money out of the VA? Well, one person can go to 10 different banks and have 10 different names and just pick up the money every month. It's electronically deposited, and then at the end of the day, walk by and throw it right in a political black bag, and this person's allowed to keep a share of it. So there are thieves up and down the line.
It would have to be an inside job, somebody knowing how they operate inside, correct?
Oh, for sure, and that's why I pointed out about this financial computer system being in Austin, Texas. And the people that dreamed this whole thing up are from Texas. And there's a major league problem with some people down there. For instance, I gave you that name, June Hughes. Well, that little gal that keeps following George Bush Jr. around, who is, by the way, a deserter, following him around, that's Karen Hughes. And there was a third one, Ann Hughes, who sat on the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee. So any veteran that may have complained about these things, whoop, right in the trash can it went, until I showed up there in person, and then she got up and walked out of the room blood red in the face because I exposed her, and that was the end of her on the committee. So we have a very deep-seated problem here in America where thieves are regarded as somehow being honorable. And also, people that brand other human beings with numbers are somehow these flag-waving patriots when they're nothing but a bunch of treasonable traitors. And my family fought in the American Revolution 200 years ago, and so I don't get where these sissy boys from Washington, D.C., these chicken hawks, come off by telling combat veterans or branding combat veterans with these numbers while their own children never go off the war and they enjoy some privileged life. This might as well be governed by the King and Queen of England again. This is absurd. We have a constitution, and in my opinion, after years of doing this, and I'm one of the best constitutional geniuses in this country, The problem is Article 3, Section 1, and which is our justice system. It doesn't say lawyer, attorney, or Gestapo Bar Association. And that's why in our three branches of government, we have no justice in America for the American people or anybody, because this secret society has seized control of our justice system. But we're getting ready to strike them a blow, and we're going to sue them as a hate group and terrorist organization for $120 billion for reparations for those of us who are victims of Holocaust II. And that's how the veterans of the United States are going to be described, as victims of Holocaust II. And I'm sure
I want to just repeat that again. So you're filing a lawsuit now on behalf of veterans, claiming that the people in power now are the real terrorists, and you are claiming to be victims of Holocaust II.
That is correct, because if we have been branded with these numbers in secret, you don't need to tattoo a number on somebody's arm. This is a technotronic society. It's all electronic and computers. It's so easy to give somebody one of these secret numbers and character assassinate them and just systematically eliminate them from those items deemed orderly in a democratic society. And in this democratic society, a job, some sort of income, able to purchase things, able to different things that, like, your neighbors would be able to do, have a cookout, be free to do things. We've had this all taken away from us, and when we've turned to our judicial system, we find this secret society sitting there that won't do a darn thing. In fact, these district attorneys and U.S. attorneys have used these secret numbers against a veteran when they've been brought into the courtroom to send them to psychiatric hospitals, which is like what Stalin did in Russia by sending everybody to the psychiatric place, and then they're all shipped out to the gulag. Well, that same thing is going on here. When you have branded someone with a number that is false and stigmatizing, and nobody wants to be brave enough to step forward and say, "Excuse me, sir, we can't hire you because this secret number on you, do you know about this? Do you know what it means?" Well, where are all these so-called heroes in America? Those of us who are combat veterans look at these football heroes as a bunch of sissies and these other sports athletes, because what have they really done for America? And they've never stood up for anything having to do with liberty and justice for all. I wish we could put these people away where we can't see them anymore, and then maybe people like Greg and some of these other folks on the internet trying to help, and other veterans and Americans around the country who believe in the Constitution and not some political party or some football sissy hero, that we can do something to get back our country. Amen.
Yeah, and that was well said, Edwin, well said. And, you know, just that you brought that up, the point about the football hero sissies out there, what's really their main purpose is to distract people, and they just get millions of dollars. The reason they don't talk is because they're paid off. They use these sporting events now to promote war, to promote a false feeling in the American people that terrorism exists. And these people are they're too chicken. They're just sitting on their millions of dollars. And when's the last time you heard an athlete? When's the last time you really heard a Hollywood figure talk about the real problems of this country anymore? They're shutting up because they're paid off by the people that control this country. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you, because on one of these, this press release, it says, through some mysterious means, list of code interpretations have been widely made available to large corporations. Now, plaintiff's exhibit number 19, and I'm the only one in the country to have it. Now, I have mailed copies of it to other veterans and some interested parties, But this corporation questionnaire was sent out by a congressman, and he asked the big major corporations, do you have a list to interpret discharge code numbers? And these big corporations came back and said, yes, we have such a list. Well, how did they get them? And these big corporations are the ones who own CBS, NBC, ABC. So Greg is right when he's saying we have our constitutional guaranteed certain rights as an American, that we have a right to free press. We want to see if somebody doesn't want to print a story that they believe, oh, my goodness, we don't want to say that about the president. But another newspaper says, well, we've got the evidence here. It shows this person's a deserter and a crook. Well, we're going to print it. Well, amen. That's free press. But we don't have it now because these corporations have bought everything up and have decided that their opinion and their opinion alone will only be accepted. And that is not what America is all about. And we were raised in my school and in the area where I grew up that anyone can grow up to be a president and that anyone can stand up and speak, and you must do so in order to defend liberty and justice for all. And I think that that one thing about these corporations having these numbers, and you've got to think about that. Some of these corporations, these big ones, own hundreds of companies. Just how far this can spread. It's like a virus. And it's had decades to do it spreading. And those listening to this broadcast, your children and your grandchildren are getting these numbers. So,
right. And so what I'm going to tell people right now is listen to this story by Edwin Crosby. And if you have a child out there of draft of age to go into this next war, think twice about sending him. I think it would be more honorable to keep your son or daughter here to fight the real terrorists on American soil, and those are the people that are controlling our government right now and our judiciary. And I think we could get a massive group of people and just pull them out by the neck. I don't really see any reason why. There's so much evidence showing these guys are criminals. And the reason they're still there is because they have used the FBI, they have used all law enforcement to protect them, to protect their criminal activities, while the American people are going to jail in droves, innocent people being framed by these people. I can tell you right now, I'm communicating with a guy by the name of Mr. Taos. He's an FBI agent who's been jailed for 20 years because he wanted to tell the truth. And he writes me occasionally, and I have his book that's coming out. It's an amazing story. This is what's happening in America, and I've documented many of our political prisoners, women going to jail. Elsa Beth Baumgardner, an attorney who I know quite well, has been put to jail. She's been in jail for 2 years, and she's got an 8-year felony charge looking her in the face. You know what she did? She spoke up at a city council meeting. She sent emails to a judge, and, you know, that's why she's in jail. Edwin, do you understand this?
yes, and that's been a difficult problem because I had a mentor who was the chief judge of Syracuse, New York, and he was also a staff judge advocate, a lieutenant colonel, but he taught me how to use this legal system to file complaints and to do this, and I have filed complaints. I appeared before a federal grand jury and proved that the state of New York wouldn't even let me take a civil service examination and because of this secret number, and the employee even pointed to it on the computer. But it was the same secret coded number that the two United States federal court orders said would never appear again. Oh, no, it's been corrected. We've taken care of his records. Never show up again. Well, only a fool would believe such a thing in a technotronic society because it has been disseminated. The dam has burst. You can't get this information back. So that's why no matter how much we try to file complaints with the FBI and have evidence, proof, beyond a reasonable doubt of these crimes, they don't want to do anything. And And so,
explain, you know, what you're talking about in a technical society like ours. That computer code is the same as if they put on a tattoo like they did in Nazi Germany. Same effect, because let's just give an example. Let's say you're against the war. Let's say you've talked out against the war when you're in the military. They can give you a code and ruin you for the rest of your life, correct?
That is correct.
Yeah, and that's what they're going to do.
I believe that's already what they're doing right now. I think the American people are rather naive to believe that somebody filming a demonstration or your protest, that they're not giving you some kind of number or branding you. And this kind of stuff must cease. And that bar association is the problem.
Okay, listen, we're going to take a short break. Come back with Edwin Crosby on the Investigative Journal.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Long time.
Okay, we're back, and you know the evidence just keeps mounting. One day after another on the Investigative Journal, I'll tell you what, beyond a reasonable doubt, we need to get rid of a number of organizations in our country, the secret societies, a number of the religious leaders that are hiding under the cloth of God. We need to get rid of the sickness that's infiltrated our government, And we need to really level them in all areas. And Edwin Crosby, I call him a true patriot, a Vietnam veteran who's standing up for his country. And he's showing you Americans exactly how even the people who serve this country in good faith, thinking in good faith, they're protecting freedom, are being targeted by these criminals in our government. And I will say this categorically, that anyone that goes over to Iraq now, and you have this information, you're going to be set up for a mass destruction of our own military, and that's what they have planned. So anyway, let me go to Frank in Virginia. You're on the Investigative Journal. Oh, Frank dropped off. Okay, let's get back to Edwin. Edwin, go ahead. I wanted to ask you this question. We have a few minutes here, then I want to bring you back after the hour for another segment. But tell us a little bit, have you received any help from Congress at all, any help from the judiciary anywhere throughout these years of trying to get this out? I mean, real help outside of lip service.
If you want to say that members of Congress provided documents that I couldn't get by making a congressional inquiry, former senator from New York, Jacob Javits, helped get these documents. But they all believed, and law professors and judges that I've met and made friends with over the years, I have letters of introduction from judges. I even have a business card from a federal judge in my wallet that I carry some sort of protection, that they believe this belongs in a court. But in order to try to clear this hurdle in the courts, because of the people who are currently controlling our judicial system, is a bit difficult. And that's where I've tried different avenues and different doors, because you never close a door on a combat veteran. So I believe that I can just get in this building one way or another, and I believe the way to get in is to bring this litigation against the Bar Association as a hate group and terrorist organization. Now,
I want to get into that right after the break. We only have a minute. So your case is now stalled in the Supreme Court since 1976, right?
Well, I'm getting ready to reopen that for the government's lawyers ordered the VA to destroy a legal transcript submitted to any federal court clerk. That's a 5-year prison sentence. Then they told them to forge my signature on an official government document so they could go to the judge and say, look, this crazy Vietnam veteran opened a claim for frostbite. How do you get frostbite in Vietnam? And we have the proof of that from a VA Inspector General's report.
Yeah, and you're not only talking about, human rights violations. You're talking about getting into their, $200 million roughly a month they're ripping off. I mean, that's a substantial amount of money that they're making off of this coded system, and that's one reason why everybody's protecting the real criminals in Washington. Listen, we're going to take a short break, 2 minutes. I'm going to come back again with Edwin Crosby on the Investigative Journal.
Somewhere.